Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
65714.
65714. Thank you. First and last name, ma'am?
Maureen Thomas, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Thomas.
Thank you. Give me a moment. When was your order done, ma'am?
I had something come out May 11th, and I'm not sure what I was purchasing.
Does somebody else use your card besides you, or just you?
Nobody has access to my card but me.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm searching. Give me one moment. What is your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
It's 307 West Sycamore Street.
Thank you. Do you recall placing an order for our Smart Fitness watch where you paid $7.95, the replacement collar straps for $19.98, and then another fitness watch where you paid $6.97 and the warranty lifetime for $19.95? Do you recall that order?
Yes, I do, but the two orders that were charged out of my account for $64. One's was $64, one's $68.
Yes, ma'am, because when you placed the order back on April 24th, you were in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel. If you did not call in and cancel, then you get enrolled in the monthly membership. Well, not the monthly membership. You got billed the retail price of the item. I'm sorry. Because you did not call in your trial and cancel the ongoing charge. The only way that the item stays free is if the customer calls in their trial. Because the customer did not call in their trial, then you were billed the retail price of the item, well, the two items, the two watches.
Okay, I see.
Yes, it is a one-time fee. It's not a monthly membership, so you will not get further billings. But yes, you're billed for the watch that you have.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. I do apologize, though.
Okay, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, and thank you as well for calling customer care, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.